There you go. Yeah, my spring allergies are acting up this year a little bit. They're not as bad, but there's been I've had a reprieve for a few years. I haven't really noticed my spring allergies in any meaningful sense, but this year I tend to get last several days. I've been it's a little discomfort. My eyes are a little swollen and not itchy, but can't seem to get them cleared out. You know, when you first wake up, that gotta get the sleep out of your eyes. My mom used to say that. I just can't seem to shake that for a bit. Sometimes I'll have some sinus drainage or something like that. So it's not horrible, but it's just kind of uncomfortable. And I haven't noticed that in a few years. But mine's pollinating grass. I used to think it was the cottonwood, those little white fuzzies that float around, because they seem to be exactly the same time. But it's definitely pollinating grass for me.
Yeah, for me, I think I noticed the seasonal allergies more in the fall. And I know what you mean about the cottonwoods. When I was younger, I used to live across the street from a park, a school park, and they had cottonwood trees up. And boy, we lived on the other side where the wind blew. It's like, yeah, you just got like a snowfall practically. Yeah, I didn't really care much for those at all. They didn't really affect me as far as allergies or anything as far as symptoms. It was more or less just breathing them in and, you know, being hot, sweat, sticky, and having them stick to you. Yeah, when I was younger, I had allergies so bad it basically was plugging up like you're talking about with your eyes, but it was more or less my ears. I used to have some pretty bad earaches because of it. Used to get plugged up because of the allergies, so that might be something for some relief, too, in another way, too, you know, besides sniffling and sneezing and all that, you know, help out, too, with, like, I don't know if you got headaches or anything like that. That might